Okay.
Well,
get connected with Take Two Radio on Facebook or Twitter at Take Two Radio. For email updates on future shows, follow at Blog Talk Radio. For previous episodes, upcoming guests, and more, visit Take2Radio.com.
Good evening, everyone. And as usual, we have to start with technical difficulties. Welcome to Take Two Radio Presents Have You Heard? The latest in soap news. That will be with Michael and David. We're just waiting for Michael to call in. He's running a few minutes late. And we pray that we can hear him today. Right, David?
Yes, we do. We pray. And just in case, I am on speakerphone, so I can at least hear him myself, and I'll be able to answer his questions if he has any. Because it was a little bit difficult last time.
I'm not sure if speakerphone will help, but we want him to be clear so that the listeners can also hear him and understand what he's saying.
That's true.
It was very choppy last time, so I apologize again for that. Unfortunately, Blog Talk used to use Skype, and the calls were pretty clear, and now they're using a different app. And I think it's because he's out of the country that it was choppy last time, because Dawn and I did our show, and she used that app, and it was perfectly fine. You know, everybody could hear her. So it might have just been a connection issue, and let's just hope it was a one-time deal.
Or maybe there was an issue on his end.
Yeah, all we can do is guess at this point, you know.
Yeah. This is experimental for us. We're trying it out. If it works, it works.
So I'm sitting here freezing. It's 30-something degrees outside, yet tomorrow it's supposed to be like between 70 and 80.
I'm going to get sick.
Who isn't? I'm telling you.
Yeah.
But that's springtime for you. You know, up and down weather. Rain, snow, cold, warm, all in one day. At least in Chicago.
Yep. About the same here, too. I swear it was so cold when I came home, and that was about 1 o'clock this afternoon. I haven't gone back out since.
Yeah, I'm looking right now. It says 34 degrees. Actually, no, not tomorrow. It's going to be 70. Tomorrow's supposed to be 48 and rain. Friday is when it's supposed to be 70. So let's hope that the trend from now on that it gets warm again. It's bad enough that Chicago has one of the shortest summers of all seasons.
Do they really?
Yeah. I mean, I'm suppose you probably have that as well. You know, anybody that lives in the four-season climate, it seems like our winters and fall and spring are the longest and summer's the shortest. And it, part of that could be because I like summer the best, so of course that goes the faster, you know.
Yeah, I know. It does. And I think, I don't know, what is it? Does it get little chilly in August?
Nah, it's not too bad, no. It doesn't start until usually late October. But it just depends. I mean, the weather's so screwy now. We never know when we're going to be cold or warm.
I know it.
So, but anyways, you guys are going to talk about the daytime Emmy nominations tonight, so that should be fun.
Yeah. Did you get to read them?
Of course.
Oh, yeah. Yes, you did. And may I ask your choices?
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
You haven't.
It's kind of hard for me sometimes, but standing daytime drama series, I'm going to pick General Hospital. Outstanding lead actress in a drama series. I like them all, but I'm going to have to go with Nancy Legron. Outstanding lead actor in a drama series. Again, I like them all, but I'm picking Vincent Irizarry. Outstanding supporting actress in a drama series. Oh, boy. I don't know. Danola Hughes, outstanding supporting actor in a drama series. I think maybe I'm going to have to go with Jon Aniston, outstanding younger actress in a drama series. I don't know, maybe Rainn Edwards, an outstanding younger actress in a drama series. Gosh, I don't know, Brian Craig, but that's just off the top of my head. I actually have to really think about those categories.
You have to really?
I'm hesitant because I like a couple of them in each category, so.
Yeah, it's a hard choice.
It is.
It is a hard choice. And you know what I see online is that there are people complaining that theirs didn't get chosen or they weren't nominated, and I don't think they know all the nuances about it. They don't know that maybe their actor or actress didn't submit.
Exactly.
Or not, or why they were chosen. And I think sometimes, I think this is only my opinion, and you tell me if you agree with me or not. I think when the actor's chosen to judge are probably not soap opera actors.
I believe that some of them are.
You think
but
some
I'm not
of them
posi-
are?
I'm not positive. I don't know what the board or who the board is made of.
Would it
to do those?
I mean, I'm thinking if they want to be partial, they'd have act. If they want to be impartial, I would think that you would get actors who aren't a part of daytime.
I'm not positive because, I'm thinking of like the Academy Awards and stuff like that. I believe that there's actors on there that do voting too, but I could be wrong. I'm not real positive on how all of that works. And maybe Michael will have the answer to that.
I know. It's actors vote for actors. Directors vote for directors. Writers vote for writers. That's the only part I do know about. That's the only thing I'm sure of. Because that's been said year after year.
And there's always going to be actors that are not chosen, or not nominated, I should say, every single year. Because if you chose everybody's favorite differs. And there's no possible way to, you would have to choose every single actor in every single category from every single soap to make everybody happy. But then they wouldn't be happy because their favorite might not have won. So, there's no way around that. And I, to tell you the truth, even though I have my favorite, I don't get real upset when my favorites don't win because
it's a win for everybody.
Like a, I'm not like everybody, well, a lot of people, I should say, because I do watch all four soaps. I'm happy with whoever wins. Versus the most of the people that only watch one or two soaps. And that's why they're not happy if theirs doesn't get chosen.
Yeah, that's why. Because they don't watch all four, and they...
Right.
Now, there are some out there. I know there is one actor, for sure, I read about, that never submits. And although he does good show, he just... And, you know, it's Daniel Goddard.
He never submits?
He made that. When did he make that? Last year, he said, mentioned that? No, because he just enjoys the whole thing. And he doesn't, he just doesn't submit at all. He just goes and enjoys himself. And
I can understand, but I just find it a little odd, you know.
Maybe he
Why wouldn't you want to try to win an award for what you work so hard for every single day? I mean, it shows that he loves what he does, whether he wins or not, or submits or not. But I just don't understand why not submit it at all. I mean, if you think that you've done the best job you've ever done in a particular year.
Yeah.
Why not?
Maybe.
Why not submit it? You know.
It's true. I can't remember his reasons exactly, but I remember he made this statement last year around this time.
Hmm. Well, what are you gonna do?
Yep. And there's one person.
Maybe he doesn't like to lose. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that could be. Maybe he, maybe it takes away that stigma, too.
Yeah. You can't say he lost and he can't say he won.
Right. Now another one of our favorites had a lot of controversy earlier this year. They were all complaining why our favorite wasn't in the running in the prenoms. And it's because the daytime Emmys got back to the complainers and said it's because Justin did not submit.
Who didn't submit?
Justin.
Justin Hartley?
Yeah. He chose not to submit for this year.
Hmm. Well,
even
they all
I
have
think,
their reasons on whether they,
yeah.
why they don't want to do it, you know, and it's just something you have to accept. You know, as long as you get to see your favorites every day, does it really matter if they won an award or not?
In the long run, no.
No. No, it's just an extra pat on the back that says, hey, you did a great job this year, you know?
Yep.
And if you, as a viewer, or a fan of a particular person, if you feel that bad for your actor or actress, then go get one of those statues you can buy at the store and send it to them.
And send it to them yourself.
Yeah, and I'm sure they would appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. I think they do. Some fans like to get carried away, but they're the ones who are very considerate and like that. I mean, they send them nice gifts, and they are appreciated for sending their gifts. They do acknowledge it.
Definitely. Definitely. Do you send them, you know, an award? Say, I think you did a fantastic job. I think you deserved an award. And here's, you know, your award from me. And thank you for your hard work. And, you know, I will continue watching you and so on and so forth. I think they would love that.
Yeah. I think they do too.
Even if it's a virtual award, you know, you don't necessarily have to go out to the store. You know, there's pictures online, you know, just Google awards. Get a picture of a line offline and send it to them. You know, tweet it to them, post it on their Facebook, their Instagram or whatever. Say, you're a winner in my books, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Anything like that they admire. It doesn't have to be something elaborate because they don't know how much, you know, your scale is, and they might be embarrassed if, you know, if you go above your own pay scale. They might, you know, you never know what they think. They want you to be, they admire your perseverance and the support and that means a lot to them. And I think it means a lot to the fans to hear them say it back.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Yeah. I admire any of the actors and actresses in daytime or in, you know, nighttime or movies or whatever that interact with their fans. You know, a simple thank you. Or hello back to you, or a smiley face, means the world to a fan.
Yep. Oh, there he is.
Okay, let's cross our fingers, everybody.
Okay.
Hello?
Michael?
Michael?
Hi, good day. Hello.
How are you? I can hear you.
Okay.
You're a little low. How's everything?
I'm here.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. If you could just speak up a little bit, Michael, or turn your volume up, that would help.
Okay.
Better.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's better.
Yes, better.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and put myself on mute, and you guys go ahead with the show. Have fun, okay?
Okay. Okay. Everybody, let's welcome Michael Thomas from Soap Opera News. Welcome, Michael. Are you ready to dish with me?
Okay, sure. I got the Daytime Emmys, right?
Yep, we got the Daytime Emmys going. Where would you like to start from?
I think we could start with the Outstanding Lead Actress category.
Okay.
Right, we see that we have from General Hospital, we have Laura Wright and Nancy Lee Grant. From The
right.
Bold and the Beautiful, Tom. From The Young and the Restless, Jess Walton. And Gina Tognoni.
Who's got your vote?
This is a tough category. I think all the ladies here really put in some work. Really did. Nancy did her best, I can say, as Alexis, with all of the story involving Julian. And I would go, really, it's a tough choice, but I'd probably say Nancy. Or even Laura Wright with the Morgan Corinthus story, his death and the aftermath and all of that. I would go with any one of those ladies.
So with Laura with Morgan's death storyline?
Yes, that was really good. It was really emotional. It was well put together, well brought across and everything.
And you liked Nancy's with her and Julian?
Right.
And all their things, what do they both sum up for you about the same, or is one over, does one top the other?
I'd say it's a pretty tough choice. If I got to choose, I'd probably go with Nancy for many reasons.
You go with Nancy. Now, that Nancy is your choice, but who do you think will get it?
I'd probably say Laura will. I think Laura will get it.
She's been given a lot. Yeah, and the thing is, we haven't seen the reels yet.
Right. So it's really hard to judge, but based on the stories, they all did excellent. They all did wonderful, and I think they're all deserving actresses.
They are. My choice was Nancy too. But
yes.
Somehow there's some part of me that say that Jess Walton's gonna get it.
Okay. I'm not sure what to say, because even Heather Tom did really good. I mean,
yeah.
there was that scene when she walked in the office and she found out about Brooke and Bill, and she literally break down right there. And I think, and bear in mind that she has gotten it for a number of years, so I wouldn't be surprised if she got it this year as well.
It is a very hard choice to make, and I have to say I'm glad I'm not there as one of the judges, because I'd be there all day and I still wouldn't be able to make up my mind.
I was just about to say that.
Yeah.
It's a tough choice to make, and I really wouldn't want to be in that position.
I really don't want to do that. I'd really want to be in the background cheering them all on, and I wouldn't want to be sorting my playing favorites. I'd be nervous. I'd be changing my mind every 5 minutes.
Right. I'd probably do the same thing, because it's tough, but especially when you have such good actresses who know what they're doing and brings their A game to the table. It's really hard.
Okay, you want to move on to outstanding lead actor?
Yes, and this category is probably another tough one as well. We have Peter Bergman and Christoph St. John from The Young and the Restless, both talented actors. Scott Clifton from The Bold and the Beautiful, Billy Flynn from Days of Our Lives, along with Vincent Irizarry. And this is another tough category, but
it's tough.
In all fairness, I think Billy Flynn is the one who deserves this award.
Who did you choose?
Billy from Days of Our Lives.
Billy Flynn?
Yes.
He had a good year.
A very good year. I would not like to say that there is no competition. There is.
Oh, there is.
I think he will really walk away as the winner. Without even seeing the results.
Yeah, I mean, for a newcomer to the daytime arena, he really lights up the...
Yeah, he's really good at what he
really
does.
He really lights up the scenes.
Yeah. He's perfect.
So, let me see. This is all hard, and because usually... Well, they're just judged on what they submit and not the entire story altogether. Am I right? Am I correct
that? Yeah, they're judging from different areas, and there are several persons who judge. So I'm not sure if there's any communication between the judges. Because
yeah,
I think there's basic system you log into online and you judge.
Well, I like Billy too. I was surprised that he went for lead and not supporting, and that's why my choice went with Vincent.
He's a good choice too.
For a newcomer just to come up and do you think? That would be the runaway award right there if Billy got it, because he's the newcomer in the whole bunch.
Right, and then I think even Peter Bergman from YNR, he did some really good work too, finding out about Phyllis and Billy and everything.
He did. This is so hard to choose from.
In the judge's seat.
Yep, I know it. Okay, what's next, Michael?
Well, we have the supporting actresses. And this
supporting
category,
actress.
We have Kate Mancy from Days. All right, we have Anna Maria Horsford from B&B. Finola Hughes from General Hospital, Stacey Haydock and Kelly Sullivan from YNR.
Oh, I can't make up my mind. I can't.
Yeah.
Kate Mancy from Days when she confronted Ben and burned him in the bed?
Yes, that was the scene. That was the scene, and I think, again, I may sound a bit biased, but I would choose her in this category.
You would go with Kate Mancy too?
Yes, I would. I could definitely see her being the winner here.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, Now, she's been with Days of Our Lives for how many years?
I'm not sure, but I think it's definitely under 5 years. It should be.
5 years.
It's
I would like to
that.
See her get it.
Right.
I would like to see her get it. I mean, I think she'd be another... I think she'd be the runaway award.
Yes.
And everyone, because the rest of them are veterans of, well, not that she isn't one. She's not new, but you got Finola and Stacey and Kelly Sullivan and Gina. I guess to put them mildly, they wouldn't be where they are with what they put forth.
Right.
So I think Kate would be the runaway award, though I would like to see her get it.
And I want to see her get it. I think she deserves it too.
Okay, so shall we go on to supporting actor?
Yes, sure.
Okay.
All right. What do we have? John Aniston from Days, along with James Reynolds, Jeffrey Vincent Parise from GH, along with Chad Duell. And we also have Steve Burton from The Young and the Restless. And I just, I really don't know who to say.
Oh, my God. And it's hard. I got to know the year, if it's what I think. So I might have to go with Steve Burton.
Yeah, I would definitely go with Steve. Because I think he did some good work, too.
Now, all last year when he was helping,
Sharon.
Look out.
Yeah.
And trying to help Adam out.
Right. All of those scenes. He definitely would deserve that award.
I think that's the only one I see. I don't see much. Well, Chad had a good year because of because of Morgan's death.
Right.
Same reason for Laura, so that puts him in. And then
yeah.
John, all that with finding out about Deimos and Philip coming back, all his.
Right.
I think that he poured a lot into it. He had a heart attack, his heart attack, after Maggie was poisoned.
Right. The story altogether, I think he did really good.
He did, and
except
he's a lot more. He had a lot more meat back then.
Right.
You know, the older one trying to step back a little bit.
All right. Uh-huh.
So, who do you think the runaway is going to be?
I definitely say Steve.
Steve Burton's going to be the runaway award?
Yes, he most likely deserves it. In comparison to all the...
Yes, Jeffrey Vincent Parise.
I think the challenge there, it's a great challenge there to actually decide on who will walk away the winner, but I'd stick with Steve.
I think so. I think Steve looks like more the trusted vote.
Right.
Yeah, he gets mine. So now...
I would definitely... The younger actress.
Younger actress. Look who we got.
Right. Lexi Ainsworth, GH. Rain Edwards, B&B, Hunter King, YNR. Chloe Lanier, GH. And Ali Lin, YNR again.
You know... I think my vote's going to go with Rain Edwards.
Yeah, she did good.
All that mess with Zendaya and Sasha.
Right. She did really
how
good.
How she handled it. She handled it like a veteran.
Yes, like somebody who has been in this business a long time.
And she's just a kid herself.
Right.
And how she dealt with her father's secret by keeping Sasha a secret. And
right.
I mean, she just, it was just, I think I'm going to go with her. I don't think there's any other. I think she had more range than any of them, though. That's
right.
Why.
More sporty, more. It's more possible for her to walk away with the award than anybody else.
Yeah. I do too.
And
other,
in mind, Chloe's a bit new.
Chloe's new.
I don't think she had much story that 1 year to actually, you know, walk away as a winner, but it wouldn't surprise me if she actually did.
She's got
definitely
it.
Definitely wouldn't. Right.
Yeah. Another case. Another case. And Olivia Allen Linton. She's some accomplished actress for her age.
Young age, yeah.
Yeah. She reminds me of Cameron Grimes when she was playing
younger, playing Cassie. Yeah, I would say if she wins, I wouldn't be too surprised.
I wouldn't. I think they don't, the fans, you know, don't care for her. They don't care for the character of Faith because they think that she's spoiled.
Mm-hmm,
a little spoiled,
right.
Rich girl. But my thing is, if that's what they think of her, then she must be doing her job right.
Right. I wouldn't be surprised. I love her as a little actress. I think she does well. I'd just say she does well. Really well too.
Okay, we got that. Should we go on to the young men?
Yes. I see
okay.
We have... I'm not even sure if I should go ahead and see these persons because I already see a winner.
You already see a winner?
Yes. Let me just list them out so it doesn't seem like I'm picking somebody before. We have Brian Craig, Harrison Ford, James Lastovich, Taekwon Richmond, and Anthony Turpel. And I would say Brian Craig.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
Brian Craig has had more range.
He has more material, more range, that qualifies him to be a winner. And I think if persons are voting, honestly, for an outstanding actor, then the selection should be somebody like him.
You think maybe the award, what was I going to say? Okay. You think that he was put in there for a purpose? So he would get it? Because I don't see a lot of range in any of the others because, well, let's go. Pearson Foday came in like a close second because with the baby reveal.
Right. And if there's nobody else in the category, I definitely say him, if Brian Craig wasn't in the category.
Brian Craig is he's no longer there, but that doesn't stop him from submitting.
And let's not forget that over the years, though we see somebody that we think should be the winner for the daytime Emmys, somebody else could possibly or usually is announced as winner, because I was expecting last year Carla Mosley from BNB to be nominated. However, she wasn't. This year, I was expecting Rena Soffer, who had done some extremely good work throughout the year, and she was not even pre-nominated. So we just have to wait and see. Right.
It's a wait and see.
It's a wait and see.
So we can say, like I was just saying earlier, we don't even know if she even submitted.
She did.
She did submit.
Right. I found out that she did. Right.
Okay.
Right. I don't remember who it was, but somebody from the show mentioned that she did submit, and they were looking at her reels. But at the end of the day, she was not selected.
Oh, God. That must be a load of them.
That was a shocker. And yeah. But I'm anticipating the daytime Emmys. I'm anticipating the Emmys, right? And I can't wait. One thing, though, I would like to talk about before time expires.
Go ahead.
Besides the daytime Emmys, is the new talk. I'm hearing something about James, who's nominated, that his contract was not renewed at Days of Our Lives. And I think many fans are upset. This awaits confirmation, but that is the latest post that was done.
The latest post, oh.
Right, it's one of the latest breaking news that is out now, casting news. James may not be returning. Sorry?
Do you think they'll replace him or just send him away?
I hope not. I think maybe he's not the best, but I think he has a lot of capabilities. It's just a matter of storyline.
Just a matter of storyline?
Right. I think that's where the lapse is. He hasn't had great storyline enough to work with.
Yeah, I know. It's hard for the young ones to, you know, sink their teeth in it, especially on on Days. It's hard. You know who has a... It's hard. I mean, Kyler Petty, who plays Theo, I like him. He's likable.
He's really cool.
And he has some range to him.
Right. But at the end of the day, it's the story, the material that they're given. So even though they're good actors, if they're not given good material, then it will never bring them across the way that they're supposed to be brought across. Or viewers will never see them in the light that they would want to be seen in.
Right. Absolutely. So now here comes the hard part. Are all four nominated? Are all four dramas nominated?
Yes. All four in the category of Outstanding Drama Series. And as usual, this is the toughest category.
Let's see. I don't know. Because when you think about the best soap, you want to think about the best writing.
Right.
And how they favored the cast, and did they give them ample enough material for everybody?
I think I would probably say The Bold and the Beautiful. I think they deserve it from the year before. And even this year, they have ventured into some crazy stuff. I would actually give it to them. Or I would probably say GH. GH is actually deserving. Nonetheless, all the shows were good. But I think the top two.
I have to agree with you. Days of Our Lives was good, but it was, on most count,
I don't think
so much so depressing.
I don't think we can. That's what I was about to say. Too much depressing storyline.
And with YNR, I liked it. Although I'm thinking the show as a whole, I didn't think Mr. Pratt favored everybody equally.
Right. I think that's the challenge.
And that there was not enough of everybody. I mean, he only kept it between Newman's and Abbott's and a couple offshoots. So that's how I judge it. I mean, if they give it ample enough material all around and not underscore people like who deserve to be up front. So that's why, you know. That's why I'm not going with INR, although there were some scenes that he did favor. I think INR favored Adam and Chelsea very much. They treated them well.
Right.
And with all that, but a lot other stuff was like, either he didn't want to tell it, or he kept it under the, or he forgot.
And he had to.
So,
right.
You know? So I'm with you. I think
it's another way
to old and age.
Right. And it's another wait and see thing. Just have to wait and see. Whatever happens, we just have to wait and see.
And I wanted to ask you a question, if you knew the intel about how we will be seeing the Emmys this year. Do you have any information on how?
I'm not privy to any information yet. I just know that it will be held on the 30th of April in Los Angeles. I have not heard if it would be on television or on the web as yet, but we can just wait. As soon as there's an update on that, then I think most likely it would be on television and on the web. I think they would go both this year.
I hope it goes on TV this year myself.
And I'm hoping
so
I'm actually home to see. Right.
And you hope you're home to watch it?
Yes, because I do get busy sometimes.
Yeah. We just gotta. We just gotta hope someone scopes it and.
Yes.
Like they did last year, just in case. Well, Michael, I want to thank you for joining me tonight.
Sure. No problem. It was fun being here again.
Yep. And we hope to look forward to you next month on the second Wednesday of April.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you for joining us, Michael. And I want to say, yay, we got to hear you today.
Right.
The connection was pretty good. So I'm just looking at the date. The next show will be April 12th at 7 p.m. Eastern. And
okay.
We'll take it from there. But you have a wonderful evening.
Thank you. To you.
All right. Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, before we go here, I have to say that Michael and I agreed on a lot of the ones that I chose, so that's a good thing. I know it's not just my quote-unquote favorite, you know.
Right.
But when you guys were talking about the category with Billy Flynn in it, that's why I said it was kind of hard to choose, because he's another one that I think deserves it. Which one was that? Outstanding lead actor.
Yeah. For a newcomer.
You know,
if he takes it, that's the runaway. That's why I call it the runaway award, because he's the newcomer. That would be quite a cue for a newcomer.
Yeah, and I didn't catch who he said that might not be coming back. James who?
James Lastovic, who plays Joe Johnson.
Oh, Joey. Now,
yeah.
I have, in my opinion only, I have to preface that, in my opinion only, I'm not crazy about most of the young kids on Days, okay? I think they're trying their hardest. I give them kudos for that. But they're very green, okay?
They are.
And so, but I would have to say that I think Joey, a.k.a. James, does a really good job. If I had to pick from the kids, I would pick Joey, and I would also pick Abe's son. What's his name?
Theo. Yeah, that was mine.
Theo.
You heard me say.
Right, right. Yeah, he plays that part so well. You know, he's believable as an autistic child.
Mm-hmm.
So those two of the young ones, and then also, even though I think she's a dingbat as far as the part goes, but then again, she's like a typical teenager, the one that plays Claire.
Olivia Rose Keegan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think she does well.
She is. She's playing the part of a jealous girlfriend pretty good. A jealous teenage girlfriend.
Right. And all the social media stuff and whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's why I said I think she's a typical teenager, but she's, I think of it as being a dingbat sometimes, because she doesn't, it's all about her, you know, it's not about anybody else. So it's a me, look at me, look what I did, look what I said, you know, didn't I do well? Hey, I did better. Hey, I got that too, you know, but mine's better. It costs $3 more, you know, that kind of teenager. So, which is,
right. Yeah.
A lot
you can
of them.
Relate.
Which is a lot of them. So, but yeah, of the kids, that's what I those would be my choices as doing well. And so I would, with that said, I would hate to see James leave.
Yeah, I know. I don't like to see anyone leave. You know? I mean, regardless of how they are. I mean, the soap opera field is a learning platform. I always thought of it that way, because it's a step up to their next step in life, and they can always, if they're still around, come back to it. It's always...
Well, that's true.
Now,
but
anyway.
To me, there's some that just don't need to be on a certain show, and that's all there is to it. And it's just not daytime. It's nighttime TV, and that. It's just like, No, you can't act. Go away. Like, I don't see, I don't see that they're going to grow anymore. And they might. I could be wrong. But at that point in time that I'm watching this particular person, you know, it's like, no. No. I think sometimes you can tell when a person, again, in my opinion only, has an acting ability and some that will never have it.
Yeah, and then there's some that will improve over time if they're given it. Do you know one in particular I'm thinking of? And I remember this had the most case. It was Andrew. You know, he played Jack on One Life to Live.
Yeah.
You remember in the beginning, you could tell that he wasn't focused. He wasn't.
Well, I don't know if he wasn't focused. Yeah. I think he was just lean. That's all.
Lean.
I don't think that he had a lot of, you know, acting behind him.
I don't think so.
But yes,
I think
he did improve.
Mm-hmm. He did improve.
Yeah. Yeah. By the time One Life to Live ended, yes, I enjoyed him. But he's not one that I said in my head, you need to go away. I gave it time because I felt that there was something there. But there's just a couple, and not many. And they're not children, all of them. Some of them are adults. I just don't think that they can act well. That's it. And I'm sure everybody has felt that way one time or another on something. Huh?
Oh, I know a couple that you're talking about. I know one I remember you telling me about earlier. Okay.
Yeah.
I see your view. I have that too. I have that view on some people. It says, and I'm like at the television, why are you even on television? I said.
I know, right? Exactly. It's like, okay, time to fast forward through this part. You know, because you don't want to give up a whole show because you don't like the one quote-unquote actor or actress, you know. You may enjoy the show immensely, but it's just that one person that irritates the heck out of you. So you just use that fast forward button, that's all. Or you go make yourself something to eat, or you go to the bathroom and so on, whatever.
Right.
So that part's over with, you know, that's all there is
and then
to
you
it.
Come back.
Mm-hmm.
And you
exactly.
come back and enjoy it.
Yep. Yep. So with that said, we're going to go tonight and wish everybody a wonderful night. Please tune into the Daytime Emmys, no matter how that they provide it, whether it be TV, online, or through Periscope. And I really did enjoy Periscope last year. I loved all the short interviews that they did with the people because they knew who these people were. They knew who these actors were. Unlike that one time they did it online with all those yo-yos that had no clue who any of these actors were or what a soap opera was for that matter. So I enjoyed it. So we'll have to watch and see if they do it on Periscope again. As always, we'll be tweeting out the information and posting it to Facebook. So follow us on Twitter and like our Facebook. And David, thanks for another good night. And we'll see you again tomorrow at 7 p.m. Eastern Time with Liz and Carolyn and Casey. That's it, right, for tomorrow?
That's
four
it.
Four of you? Okay.
Just the four of us.
So everybody tune in, and while they discuss The Bold and Beautiful, Young and Restless, General Hospital and Days of Our Lives, the storyline and the characters. Have a good night, everyone.
Have a good night, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Get connected with Take Two Radio on Facebook or Twitter at Take Two Radio. For email updates on future shows, follow at Blog Talk Radio. For previous episodes, upcoming guests, and more, visit TakeTwoRadio.com.